I'm doing good.
I was contacting you, and I don't know, I'm sure you read my message to you, but I was just wondering if you had any information related to the Bowman homicide that you could share with the commission.
Well, I tried to help them guys out 10 years ago, but the feds wouldn't, they didn't want to talk, so I didn't, you know.
So,
I tried to help them back out, you know, because, you know, so I know the guys that killed them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So you know that...
I actually tried to help myself out, and I tried to help them out.
Yeah, by telling that to the feds at the time?
Exactly, yep.
So you know, is what Kenneth said true? Kenneth told me that Robert told you while you guys were at a club that Robert was involved.
The three guys that was involved in that case, one of them's dead now.
Okay.
Two of them's in prison.
And who are those three individuals?
Brad Summey, Lacey Pickens, and Rob Rutherford.
And how did you know that?
Because I was in the club one night, and he came in all distraught, and he explained to me what happened.
And who is he?
Rob Rutherford.
And you were friends with Rutherford and Summey and them?
Yeah, we, friends, I wouldn't say friends, you know, it's just like we was associates, really.
Okay. Because I spoke with Summey, and he told me that he was friends with you in 2000, so you're just more associates, you'd say?
Yeah.
All right. And what's your relationship with Caganiera? Do you have a relationship with him? How were you related to him?
He grew up with a guy named Lil Darrell that used to stay in the trailer park a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said you tried to help them. When did you said you tried to help them in 2000, 10 years ago. What did you do to try to help them other than speak with the feds?
I tried to, you know, present it to the guy that, you know, the guy that got me, and he said, here, run it by, and, you know, he never got back with me.
Do you remember who that was?
Was it Mark Asen? He was a detective.
What was that last name? Mark?
Asen.
And was he with the DEA?
He was with the FBI.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call. Is there anything else? Did you tell anybody other than Kenneth about Robert's confession to you?
No, I haven't told nobody else.
Who was at the club with you guys that night?
Man, that's been so long ago.
All right.
Yeah, that's been so long ago. Because I know he came into the straw, but the person they said that shot through the door and killed the guy was Brad Summey.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. My understanding when I looked you up is that you're about to get off on your federal sentence, so I'm glad to hear that, and I wish you nothing but the best.
I definitely appreciate it, man. It's been a long one. You know, like I said, I tried to help him, but didn't nobody want to hear it. You know what I mean? So
I understand. I mean, just this, me looking into this 10 years later has a lot to do with people ignoring stuff that occurred 10 years later and not wanting to hear it. So I definitely understand what you're saying. Do you mind, Kevin? Would you mind giving me a phone number if I had any other questions?
Actually, I don't have a phone, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like when you ain't supposed to have no cell phones or nothing like that.
Okay.
My grandma just had a heart attack, so I don't want to upset her anymore.
Okay, I understand. Well, thank you for your call.
If you, you know, if there's anything else you need, just let me know, you know, because like I said, you know, that's what he told me one night, you know, he came in the club and he was all distraught, crying and everything. I said, what happened? You know, that's when he explained to me what happened.
And what did, can you convey what he exactly said to you? What do you remember from what he said to you?
What did he say? He said Brad killed somebody. I said, what are you talking about? He said, yeah, we went to go rob the guy, and he said he shot through the door.
Okay, and that's all you can remember?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you. And if I need to reach you, can I just reach out to you on Facebook again? If that's
How did you know that was me on Facebook?
Well, you know, we just sort of. I'm an investigator, man. I actually saw an old mugshot from 2000, and then I saw your face on Facebook, and I said, "This is the same guy." So that's the short answer to that question. So, but thank you for your call. And like I said, I'll reach out to you again if there's anything else. But this has already been a big help.
I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.